Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I heard New Hampshire. Maybe the Pete's family, I don't know, or someone from their church, I'm not sure, but we have a pretty good chance of having all 50 states today, because the last time, we only lacked New Hampshire. And you know, I was just thinking about how prayer ascends to heaven, and we've been thinking about Dean Braxton's book and how it ascends all to the Father. And just to think today that we're coming from probably all 50 states today, Jerusalem, Canada, the Netherlands, and we always have other countries that join on, which I don't hear their voices. So praise the Lord. When I get for noon prayer, I will find out if we had all 50 states. I am just so thrilled that we do today a prayer, especially united prayer. There are things you can get in united prayer that you cannot get any other way. And I want to say this morning, let's all lift our voices from all over this nation and the world even, and let's praise the Lord here, just you, yourself, and Him. Just lift your voice and praise Him and thank Him. We're going to do this for about 2 or 3 minutes together. Oh, hallelujah. We just love you and adore you. And to think, Father, I know praise is going up from all over the earth. But from this prayer group, from this united prayer group, we're coming to you from all over America and from other Sitombra Kalakanda places where you have stationed your own in diplomatic service. Oh, how we do worship you. May our voices mix and mingle in praise to you. May we mix and mingle our somprakalatanya, our thanksgivings. Ishtu nanamakabra hasobra. How marvelous, Father, to lift my voice with those in Alaska and New Hampshire and Rhode Island and Connecticut and Texas and California and Oklahoma and Minnesota and Tennessee and all Sibaratan, Didikomba, Kentucky, Virginia. I can name every state in this union, Missouri, of course, and Oklahoma. Father, we just thank you. And we do lift up our Ishanamoko Balasito the Kobrata to you. Our voices. Hear them, Lord. May they enter that throne room as we sit there and then as we sit here on the earth. We lift our voices. We lift our voices. We praise you. We give glory and honor. Ila Mahalamba O Shalamakaya. It's morning for us, Father. And so for Oshtidimakam, for many of us, for Jerusalem, of course, this evening. But wherever we are in time, wherever we are in space, together we praise you. And Kompra Kalatantya, come knowing that you will hear us. My dear friends, of course the Word of God says, first of all, we lift up those who are in authority. And this morning, and our president's safety, I can tell you from knowledge from several sources that this is of utmost importance right now. The president's safety, the United States president and his travel, particularly in his motorcades. We will lift our voices and we will have his safety. So much of the president's safety depends upon the people wherever he's going, wherever he's traveling, sitting in their seats of authority and taking authority over demonic spirits that would work down through people to do him harm. I remember President Reagan when he was shot. There was a man named Hinckley. He wasn't quite, you know, his mental capacity was not quite there, not quite all right. He came from a good family, but his mental processes were bad, and the enemy used him. I saw another kind of prayer work in that instance. Not so many people knew about using their authority, but I cannot remember, I was trying to think because I don't want to tell anything that's not true. God cannot bless exaggeration. He cannot bless lies. So without exaggerating, I will tell you I know of this, whether I was there that day when it happened out at one of the classrooms, the bigger classroom where they met, Brother Hagin went into intercession, and I heard it so much that I don't know whether I was there or not, but I heard it, and he, the spirit of intercession fell upon him, and he began to say out, speak out what happened, speak out the shots, and speak out what President Reagan said. And as we know, he was, of course, shot, but his life was saved. Bless the Lord. So that is a kind of prayer, intercession. The Holy Spirit may bring the intercessory prayer upon you, even to travail, whatever. But all of us can sit in our seats of authority and control and not allow the evil spirits. Now, I don't know. I don't have his schedule in front of us where he's going to go for rallies or where he's going to go for one thing or another. But if you know he's coming into your area, especially sit in your seat of authority and take control over the demonic activity in your area. So, Father, right now, together, here we go. In the name above all names, Father, we know it's your will. We know it's your will to protect President Donald John Trump. Wherever he goes today, wherever he sets a foot, whatever car he gets into, or Istaramakaya, another mode of transportation, we plead the blood of Jesus. We are together using our authority in this United States of America. And in the name above all name, we are saying to you, evil spirits in the heavenlies, your plots will not work. You will not, Ishandala Bahasopratika Lavando de Bastonia. You will not, in Jesus' name. You will not work down through anyone to do him harm or his family harm today. We sit in our seats of authority and speak to you. You will not operate in the heavenlies over our president's head today. In the name above all names, we ask the blessings of God upon him. Oh, Father, there are issues. There are challenges. There are extreme threats to this world and to this nation. No man, no woman can always make the right decisions. But we know that you are there and ever so willing to help President Trump, Prime Minister Netanyahu, Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, the General's Lord. Ishti di mahalo brete vandon donde. In America, in Israel, in Jordan. Frastur makahala bito. Fampunte minikala tote. Think through their minds today, Lord. Ilibasho nehela popila sonti maka. It is written, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. We're asking for them for wisdom. The wisdom that comes from above. The wisdom that comes from God. We ask you together, Lord, as a man. I am quite sure there's no one on this call who is not in agreement that the wisdom of God should come upon these decision makers. Father, we want to thank you. We want to thank you that white supremacist was captured before anything harm could come to the synagogue that he planned to bomb. We want to thank you for undercover agents that discovered him and trapped him. Lord, there are agents undercover all over the world tonight, today. We thank you for them. Think through their minds. Folks, I want you to listen. I'm going to actually read a rather in-depth report this morning from the Jerusalem Post. Something is happening today that is absolutely critical. Here is the headline. Iran begins injecting gas at the Fordo nuclear facility. Iran began today injecting gas into centrifuges at its Fordo enrichment facility. This means Iran is seeking to inject uranium gas into centrifuges at the enrichment facility. It is the fourth step Iran has taken to walk away from the so-called Iran deal signed in 2015, but which the U.S. left, thank God, in 2018. Press TV in Iran said the injection of gas would begin Wednesday, which it did. Just before noon, it said the process had started. U.S. Democratic presidential candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have both expressed concern. They argue for returning to the Iran deal. Iran's gamble with the injection and being totally transparent about it, about what it's doing, reveals that Iran is not seeking a clandestine path to nuclear weapons. It is showing that it has a right to do this because the U.S. has left the Iran deal. The message is that the deal gave Iran a right to do whatever it wants if the U.S. and others do not do what Iran wants. In a sense, this is nuclear diplomacy. It comes amid major tensions with Israel and also anti-Iran protests in Iraq. This means that Iran wants to show that when it comes to nuclear diplomacy, it can hold the world hostage. The EU and Russia are also concerned about Iran's latest moves. As such, Iran is saying that the EU and Russia must find a way to do what Iran wants. That means helping it get around U.S. sanctions. We have cut deeply, deeply into their oil, ability to sell oil. And that's really hurting them. Iran's focus on details and numbers is all about pressuring the West and being overly transparent. It intends to walk its way towards a nuclear weapon with the cameras rolling, not hiding in mountains. This way, it thinks it will show that it has a right to weapons and highly enriched uranium in the first place, which was the message of the regime before the Iran deal. The deal only kept Iran from developing weapons or stockpiling enriched uranium for 15 years. Now, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have said we should go back to that. Four of those years have already passed. So, in the very near future, it would give them an open door to a nuclear bomb. Now, they started that today. All that to say this, Israel can't let them proceed. They cannot let them proceed. So, what is on the table right now is Israel feeling forced to take out this facility. They can't let it proceed. So, what it would seem to me we have here is a strong pressure on Israel to bomb Iran. I don't know, none of us know, but this is probably the biggest threat right now to life, and I don't know how to pray about it, except thank God for tongues. Now, if you will with me, ask the Lord, take our tongues and line them up with your will in the matter to stop it or whatever is your will. So here we go. Soprano kimba koho shanto. Ijido brakala kalatinio noho vapi. Kampa halitata. Kamba latite kahosho tenye ne koko bahaso ne mete da babo pochito. Oh, ivrit mastonye mikalo. Balustione vito. Ostiano mico fritanio nel combale di Jada, e je do do balo do je de bouge du voici un moi cousu, e je vois son papalito mangi la beto, vridonji baha, nico hanga, yanga, 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 I kalangungi, bihilo to siya tangay, ani to humay, ni ato, bebele tanye, nakora. Kasto to obre, tete de bahalata. Siyanto mera. Siyanto mera ki frato. No, 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 we're not going to do that. Ha, ha, ha. We're going to do this. Ifrito mi asciatto. E le bando fritasco stiabo tashantambra kalatita. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Also in the region is Turkey. Turkey, who prophesied long ago to be one of the actors in the Ezekiel 38-39 war, is bombing away and driving people from their homes. 200,000 people have fled from the Turkish bombings. And so, folks, that's another thing to take up in your prayer. Now, Pastor Teme, Ilivra Basso, Telema Calabatino, Kelivrato Sede Bacala Noce, Father, in the name above all names, Siprato, Siprato. I cannot stress enough, especially about the President's safety, in how our using our authority, the authority of the believer. I'm a sports fan, especially a basketball fan, and I'm a fan of the Thunder. We lost a lot of our great players, so I'm enjoying watching the new ones come on, and they are coming on. It's really fun to watch them. So I was watching last night, and they honored the victims of the Mura bombing. In April, it will have been 25 years since this first great terrorist attack that hit America came to the Oklahoma City Mura building. 168 people lost their lives. So last night, Sam Presti and the owners of the Thunder, before a basketball player comes to play on the team, they have them go down to this memorial. It's very well done memorial there in Oklahoma City. But last night, they had some member of each one who a family member of each person whose life was taken in that Mura bombing, and to celebrate this 25th anniversary. The Oklahoma City Thunder had a special jersey designed that they're going to be wearing, I think, in January. And they gave one member of each family a jersey, an Oklahoma City jersey, and they have the family member's name on the back, and they have 95 as the year that it was, and honoring the people. When you saw those 168 people standing there, And then you think about 9/11 and thousands of lives. It is within our capability to keep demonic forces at bay. We don't have authority over people, as we well know. But if you are there and you haven't yet signed up for your to sit in your authority, I believe all of you on this call surely are sitting in your seats of authority in the morning taking your authority. But if you haven't signed up, please do. Go online, phone us, write us, and just tell us, I'm sitting in my seat of authority every morning. We're asking for a commitment that you do it every morning. You have to do this word. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to tell you, last night's elections, I checked them this morning. Virginia, for the first time in 60 years, on a state level, they went Democratic. Now, what about this? Are we on this call, are we Republicans, are we Democrats? We have values, and our values include life to unborn babies. And our values include strong in America. And right now, that Democratic Party has been kind of given over to the far left. And so that's why we're concerned when they win in certain areas. I believe Mississippi stayed strongly in the what we would call the value side. Neither side's perfect, that's for sure. But we do know our values, and we're praying about them. Now, I'm going to tell you about I'm quoting now from someone else's blog. A strategic new governmental prayer movement is beginning called One Voice Prayer Movement. One O-N-E Voice Prayer Movement. It's chaired by Paula White Cain, and as you know, she has an appointment. She has a job now in the White House. She's the liaison between the president and us. So she's chairing it with Todd Lampier, Dave Kubal, and John and Jolene Hamill, Mike and Cindy Jacobs, Dutch Sheets, the man who wrote this, and I've forgotten his name, I'm sorry, sir, and they're the core team. Now, they launched it yesterday, and I joined it. It's a conference call from Washington, D.C., and one day they chose November 5th as the launch date because that yesterday marks 1 year from when we will be voting in the 2020 November election. And they say here, the man writing this said, the stakes have never been higher, and that is true. This will amount to monthly conference calls. That means I think they have chosen the first Tuesday. We vote on Tuesdays. They have chosen the first Tuesday of every month. Now, you can find out how to get on this call by going to onevoiceprayermovement.com. Onevoiceprayermovement.com, no spaces. So we, of course, will be joining that. Now, Paul White began by giving 5 prayer points. I think they are going to be giving these prayer points from the White House each month on the first Tuesday of the month. The first prayer point, repentance. And, oh, we know that our nation, this nation, needs to humble itself in true repentance. The second prayer point was for the president and all in authority, according to 1 Timothy 2:2. The third prayer point was protection. Protection. And they called it like this, a hedge of protection. That is of absolute importance. The fourth prayer point they asked for was wisdom and discernment for our leaders. And I am so thankful that for their fifth prayer point, they called out for an awakening. The awakening, the great awakening, the greatest awakening this nation has ever known. Remember on July 2008, we were praying out at Prayer Mountain? And of course, we were facing elections those years. And we were praying about the election. And the Lord broke into our prayers with one of the two strongest anointings to prophesy I've ever had in my life. And he said, one thing will save America, and it is an awakening to God. We were instructed to pray for an awakening and to use our influence as best we could to encourage others to pray for an awakening. Folks, we are hearing that word, awakening. Kanye West is a rapper, R-A-P-P-E-R. Of course, my younger generation, we got so many in this family who are preaching out there, having television program, Hannah, Brandon, and Destiny, who are soon on their way to France. And we had an evening together, and they were all so excited about Kanye West and the influence that he is having among young people. I guess among some young people, he's like what Elvis would have been to another age. And he has turned to God and is crying out for an awakening. He's calling it an awakening. He says, this is an awakening. And surely it has been in his life. Now, also, we need to pray for people like him. Justin Bieber, Kanye West, others who are coming out strong for God and for Jesus. Of course, the enemy makes plots against them. He made a plot out here to wipe away all of Prayer Mountain on our tents Monday, but he couldn't even blow the tent down. Read my blogs. Hallelujah. Yes, we're targets. All of you on this phone call, you're a target. But bless the Lord. It's like Brother Hagin said, someone told him a witch's coven is moving to Tulsa, and you're going to be their target. And Brother Hagin said, bring them on. Why? He knew. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And he knew how to take his authority. And so, praise God, we live in the most challenging of times. Like the Tale of Two Cities, the best of times, the worst of times. But folks, it's a relay race. And the Lord showed me one time, he puts this in a relay race. You put your strongest runners on the end. That's you. That's you in New Hampshire. That's you in Mississippi. That's you in Colorado. That's you in Pennsylvania. That's you in Maine. And in those places, well, at the risk of taking this phone call a little longer, I know some of you need to get away, but I'm going to sit in my seat of authority right now. Here's the prayer we pray. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our understandings be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power which you wrought in the Anointed One, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head to a body over all things, the ecclesia, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, when you quickened the head, you quickened the body in him together. When you raised the head, you raised the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together in him. And now we are at the right hand of the Father, and all things are under our feet. We are so grateful and thankful that according to Colossians, you have translated us out from under the control and dominion of darkness, and you have translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son, the kingdom of the light. You have called us kings and priests. And you have told us, commissioned us, ordained us. They which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life through one Yeshua Mashiach, Jesus Christ. And so we do. We're seated here, Father, you can see, on the earth from different points of diplomacy where you put us as ambassadors in this world, in this country and in other countries. And Holy Father, we are seated at your right hand. And from that august position, which we cannot wrap our heads around, but our hearts welcome, we say, Kingdom of darkness, you listen up. In the name above every name, we adjure you, you will not operate in our heavenlies today. You are bound. Whatever we bind on earth, it is written, is bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And I bind you from operation above Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, above the greater Branson area, above the greater Tulsa area, above the greater Rosh Tenemakaya, Bartlesville area, Collinsville area, Skytoop, Ulaga, all around the greater Tulsa area, Owasso. And I bind you from operating over Migdal Arbel. In the heavenlies you cease and desist in your maneuvers today. And together we come and say to you, you cease and desist in your maneuvers over our president's head, vice president's head. Wherever they go, in the name above all names, administration, acapara na sombra, you're bound by chains of blood. The blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, thank you, Father, for the blood. You will not operate in our families. We bind you concerning our children, their mates, our grandchildren, their mates, our great-grandchildren, our sisters, our brothers, in the name above all names. We command and demand you, I do, you're not touch the family of Billy Brim. Nor will you touch her today, spirit, soul, and body. Nor the good work she's ordained to walk in. No vehicles. Get your hands off our monies to do God's work. Get your hands, Easter Makaya Makala Baratashka Donjidi Vasto Dobrete. We break the tentacles of your reach into our domains. Lord God, we're just so thankful for the authority of the believer, and we're so thankful we found out about it. How marvelous to get up in the mornings and know that you have delivered us from the domain of darkness and have put it under our feet. God, I could never say thank you enough for that. I could never say thank you enough. Praise your holy, 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 magnifico, marvelous, beyond imagination, glorious name. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray for the days as each of the people, we who have joined together in this bond on this prayer meeting, as they go about their day, lead us, guide us, protect us. In the name above all names. Hallelujah. Of course, I will be there for noon prayer today if some of you can join us. We love you and thank God to be joined with you to work and fellowship with Him and fellowship with you. Shalom, shalom.